What is up, you magic kingdoms for a horse? Welcome to No Holds Barred, the Shakespeare podcast Shakespeare would have listened to. I'm Dan Bollier.
And I'm Kevin Condardo. We are back with this month's wild card episode, and with Memorial Day upon us and the summer right around the corner, thoughts turn to family vacations and the like.
Yes.
And we thought this would be the perfect time to take a question that's been sitting in our mailbox for about 6 months, which came in from my dad, Tom Condardo, who wrote, "So, Walt Disney built a couple of theme parks around his entertainment properties, so I'm thinking you can do the same around the works of Shakespeare. So if you were to design Shakespeare World, what would the lands be? Who would the signature character be? What would the rides be? And how about the food and drinks?"
Robust question.
Seems like the perfect thing to dig in on for a half an hour, or more or less.
Right?
And then also, D.A. Rowley happened to separately also write the same question to us on Twitter. So for D.A. and for Tom,
here we go.
So, Dan.
Yes, Kevin.
I think right off the bat, it's important to point out, shockingly to me, I learned a new thing about you.
Yes. The facts are, folks, little Danny Bollier has never been to Disney World.
Which is shocking.
For how much love and magic I have in my heart, it is indeed shocking that I have not been to the greatest place on earth.
So, really, this whole episode is going to turn into like a... What the hell
is Disney World?
I'm going to be explaining what Disney World is, but also like a Jerry Lewis phone-a-thon to raise enough money for you to go to Disney World.
Yeah, please send me to Disney World, people.
1-800-NO-HOLDS-BARRED.
Is that really our number?
To Disney. No, we do not have a phone. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Hello.
So Dan, Disney World is a theme park in Florida.
Oh, cool. I've heard of it.
And the basic structure, and for anyone else who's never been to Disney, the basic structure of the park is that there are all these different themed lands, and you can kind of walk in a big circle, and there's like Tomorrowland, which is the future.
Okay.
And there's Frontierland, which is like 1800s, like bluegrass wooden log cabins. Huh. And, you know,
like the video game Gun.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, because people who don't know Disney know Gun.
That's yeah, of course.
Those are two Venn diagrams. So I think what we're going to look at here, and like as you go from land to land, all the rides are themed to match, and the food is themed to match, and you kind of go one into the other.
Got it. So you end up walking full circle?
Very good.
Clear.
Yes.
All right. My job here is done.
Right. Great. See you tomorrow. So I think, you know, for Shakespeare Land.
Yes.
For Shakespeare Land or Shakespeare World? I think Shakespeare Land rolls off better.
Shakespeare Land. Shakespeare World. Shakespeare Land.
Yeah. So at Shakespeare Land, I think the easy breakdown of the lands would be into the genres that we have: Comedy Land, Tragedy Land.
Yes.
Which is a terrible name for a land.
Tragedy Land.
Romance Land and History Land.
Sure. Makes sense.
So
do we want at any point to have like Stratford and London Land? Like not from the plays, but Shakespeare's life himself?
Well, you know, the way we could do it and the way they handle it at Disney World is right in the middle. There's like Main Street USA that leads up to Cinderella's castle. That's kind of like... It's kind of like Switzerland or like the Vatican, that it doesn't belong in any land.
It's a
neutral land. So if the lands ever went to war with each other, that would be the neutral territory.
Oh, wow.
You could treat to Main Street USA.
Okay. Has there ever been a war in Disney?
I don't think so. Maybe I'm sure there's a movie about such a thing.
Underachievers.
No Ambition from Tomorrowland. So, yes, I think that the Strat, maybe that's like, you know, that's the iconic image is Cinderella's castle right in the middle.
Sure, sure, sure.
So maybe that's the globe is in the middle, that's the wooden O that everything else comes full circle around.
Yeah, I like that.
Because Shakespeare has to be your Mickey Mouse character, right? A big, fake foam head Shakespeare.
I've wanted that for a very long time.
Well, yes, but you've wanted it mostly to do like hot dog races.
Yeah, well, we gotta get Marlowe and Johnson Webster, like all of them, and then just
at intermission of the, like, Shakespeare in the Parks, just race them.
I think it'd be great.
And then you see just Shakespeare has like a club and knocks them all out.
Perfect.
Perfect. That could be the parade. There's a parade, right?
Yes, there's a parade. So that can be the, so there's our first thing, the Shakespeare parade.
Yes.
Can we give that to anyone? No, we don't really have anything. We
may come Troilus and Cressida, there's a parade at the end of that.
Perfect. So it's the Troilus and Cressida parade. It can be like my when I was a kid, there was so that's coming out of in Tragedy Land, there's a parade that comes through. Actually, it was one of my favorite things back when I was a kid. I've been to Disney World 4 times.
Wow.
3 or 4 times.
So you average 2 times each. That's
pretty
good.
Yeah. There was the old Electric Light Parade that was like this gigantic, like, just, I mean, it was as described, an Electric Light Parade. And it's like everything's all like crazy lit up. It's like driving through a neighborhood that has Christmas lights up, except the neighborhood is driving through you.
Oh, sh-
is
wow.
How I would describe what the Electric Light Parade is. So that can be the Troilus and Cressida because of the parade of when they're showing or when they're coming home, right?
Yeah,
and she's
yeah.
judging all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's perfect in Tragedy Land. You kind of go off to the side.
That's right.
And you get your, you know, your Caesar salad.
For context, how old were you the 4 times that you went? Can you, do you remember?
The last time I was there was in 2007.
So you were 40 at that point.
Well, I had just finished grad school and my brother had graduated high school.
Oh, nice.
And my parents said, you know, we know you're both too old for this, but what do you think about going to Disney? I mean, you're too old. You know, you don't want to. But like, we were thinking about going. Would you guys want to go? We were both like, yeah, let's go. So that was the last time.
Can you be too old for Disneyland?
Absolutely not.
Nor can you be too old for Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. So, Troilus and Cressida, that's our first one, the Troilus and Cressida Parade. What's the, is there a name for that procession in TNC?
No.
So it'll just be Cressida's procession, and it's like a military procession, but perhaps they're loaded up with electric lights and such.
That'd be great. And then you can give like crowns and tiaras and swords. And you can sell all that because Disney's also about the merch, right?
Oh, hell so, yeah.
Shakespeare Land, where you got merch. We're selling swords. We're selling tiaras.
Yeah.
Togas?
Sure. Maybe. Sure.
Little togas? Like baby togas? Like cute. Oh, the kids in the baby toga.
Right. That could be in the Roman section here in Tragedy Land. So now that we followed the Cressida's procession to Tragedy Land, let's stick around with some of the rides we have here.
Sweet.
So I think one of the things that's interesting about a lot of the Disney rides is you have kind of, they're looking at things from a somewhat skewed perspective. So it's not always like Mickey Mouse does this, Mickey Mouse does that, Mickey Mouse does the other thing. You can kind of take a different viewpoint. I think that'd be an interesting thing on some of these rides to look at the plays from a different direction.
Okay. I'm into that.
So like, for example, the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean, I think.
Caribbean.
I think you can use either. But
Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Great. Scans. Is a little boat ride that you go through and you see like this town in under attack from pirates.
Mm.
And now they've adjusted it to match the movies more. But it's like a pretty gentle, like, you know, there's no drops or anything. I think there may be a little drop. But generally like you're watching all the audio animatronics.
And that one's based on the original. In Disney, it's based on the original Pirates of the Caribbean. Not the movies, but the cartoon.
The ride. No, was there a cartoon?
Yeah, in the 70s.
Really?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think the movie I know is based on the ride. But I think the ride was standalone for a long time. But anyways,
I'm checking with Ted.
We're checking, our producer behind the glass, Ted, is checking it out. But the ride, I would like to take that theme, the Pirates of the Caribbean theme, and make it Pompey's ride.
Oh.
And make it our Antony and Cleopatra attraction. So it's Pompey going through Rome and Egypt, showing you all the crap that they're up to, but you're on his side looking at all this stuff.
Oh, that's really
up
fun.
To, yeah, so it would be, I don't know what we'd call it, but it would be Pompey's plunge. Pompey's plunge, right, and sure, there can be a drop at the end. So that's our A and C one. Staying in the Roman corner of Tragedy World, there's a great ride at, I forget where it is, but it's a Toy Story ride where you're Buzz Lightyear and you're going through, and so you're in this little carriage and you're shooting stuff. Like there are these targets on everything. You have these little guns on this moving cart, and you can hit things.
An Ekklemma?
Yes, on an on a Disney Ekklemma.
Yes, good.
And you know, it's like a shooting gallery, but you're also moving, and your cart gets like, you compete with the other people in your cart to shoot at things.
Oh, fun!
So it's a ride element, but it's also like a, you know,
like a game.
It's a game, yeah. And so for Coriolanus, I think it's the battle for Corioli, and you're Coriolanus.
Corioli.
Yeah. And you're on this Ekklemma moving through, and you're, because he single-handedly wins the town.
Oh, fun.
So whoever in your cart scores the most points, and Corioli gets to be gets to become Coriolanus.
And they have to go around and show their wounds.
That's right, when you come out.
I get it.
That's the photo op at the end of the ride.
Awesome. And you can have a whole pod of dogs that they could get the photo with. It's like just puppies and puppies. A cry of curse.
Well, that can be, those can be.
Then you can sell, plush dogs.
Right. Merchandise. And those are also characters that are walking around. They're like the minions. Yeah. There's like five of them and they're short.
Just curse.
Like 5 foot tall. Just get your pictures with the curse.
Yeah. Perfect.
Very marketable. For Tragedy Land, I do feel like is going to need a lot of marketing.
I'm on it. I'll sell you anything.
Then, so we have Titus would be the third of this Roman crew.
Yes.
And so I've gone through, as when we were looking at this, it turns out there are 36 rides at Disneyland in California, and with 38 places, that was kind of the idea, like, oh, let's give each play one ride. Didn't really work that way, so we need more. I needed to go elsewhere for more rides, and one of the rides that I know you've been to is the Yankee Cannonball at Canobie Lake.
Oh, yeah. Park. Love that. One of the oldest wooden roller coasters. Yep.
In the country. Yeah. A big old, you know, it's one of those things where you're going up, you know, and you can hear it. Like, you can hear the Irish immigrants who built it in 1890, and you're like, hope somebody's looked at this recently.
Sure. It's going to be fun. The terror isn't in the ride, it's in the ride.
Right. Or it's the same as, like, the cyclone at Coney Island, where it's like, wow, this is a piece of history. Also, this is a piece of history that I'm about to plummet down. So I think that would be a great Titus as this wooden roller coaster, but also with the Disney magic. Like, from the outside, it looks like a normal wooden roller coaster, like it's anywhere.
Yeah.
But through perspective and illusion, like, we can have pieces of it look like the track is just cut off.
Oh, wow.
Or, like, you know, we've cut off your arms and legs and tongue.
Oh, God.
On this track, and it's like at the last second, like, there you drop or whatever. But, like, Disney's really great at that type of, the rides aren't, it's not like you go to Six Flags and it's just like, we're gonna go 100 miles an hour while you're hanging upside down by your ankles.
Love those.
And at Disney, it's like the rides don't go that fast, but they're more like psychological and like visual.
Fun.
So I think it would look like a wooden roller coaster, but with key missing pieces. Titus's,
I like that.
Titus's sacrifice or something.
Right. I had the thought I had for Titus was something in the, going off of the line, Rome, why foolish Lucius, dost thou not perceive that Rome is but a wilderness of tigers? One of my favorite lines in the play. Some sort of, like, are there safaris?
Oh, most definitely. There's a whole world. There's like there's a whole other theme park, Animal Kingdom, that is just like all animal themed.
So, yeah. And also, like, the hunt in Titus, going into the woods for the hunt. Like, there's like a danger element. It could be a neat little, like, Titus wilderness of tigers safari.
I think we...
Does that live inside? I don't,
there are other safaris coming up.
Well, I shall sit back and wait to hear.
I cannot wait. And then the last part of the Roman end of the tragedy spectrum is Julius Caesar, which I think is the food stand.
Yeah, Caesar salads. Caesar's salads. So it's like a... Well, chopped.
Yeah.
Right? Like that.
Stabbed.
Stabbed. Perfect. Everything is stabbed. We just stab it. Rustic, very rustic plating on these chopped, stabbed salads.
Sure.
User controlled for all the people who have gluten allergies and nut allergies. You know, you go in that fast casual world a la Chipotle.
Right.
And, well, chopped.
Right.
And just make your salad.
And you can have the center of the little stand be, you know how there's always like the, where you get your utensils is off to the side and it's just like little, it's, we can have just a big cutout or a big like an animatronic Caesar and all of the utensils are in his back. So you can pull out the knife and the fork, and
right?
It's just like, ah, every time you pull out the
and then you push a button on the front and Caesar dressing comes out of like the wounds. So you just dress your, like, all the different gashes have different kinds of dressing in them.
Caesar's salads. Perfect.
Wow. Let's open that restaurant.
Right?
Funders. First and foremost, send us to Disneyland. Second, we're opening a restaurant, Caesar's salads.
At the $1,000 Patreon level, you could go to Disney World with Dan.
Hey, I'd be fun. I'd be a blast.
I bet you would be something, for sure. All right, so I'll, I guess...
So where do we head from Tragedy Land?
Well, we're still in Tragedy.
We're getting out of the Romans.
The end of Tragedy Land, yeah. So
I see.
Now, those have been more like psychological type of rides. So now let's get into some action rides.
Yes, let's.
Yes, let's.
Yes, let's.
So The big roller coasters at Disney World are the mountains, Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, and Space Mountain, which are like the unholy triumvirate of the scary roller coasters, but they each have their own thing.
Okay.
And Big Thunder Mountain is like a runaway mine car type of thing through like an old gold town in the 1840s.
Like Wario's Mine Shaft? Wario's Mine Shaft?
I don't know.
I really should know this. It's on Mario Kart 64 and on the one for the GameCube.
Yes, it's like underground, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what the name of it is.
Mario's.
In any case, that's the theme. And so, because Timon of Athens isn't a particularly fun, ride-makeable play, I'm going to take Big Thunder Mountain's gold theme and just make it Quest for Timon's Gold.
Perfect.
Because they spend the second half of that play like, hey, buddy, where's your gold?
Where's your gold at?
And it's just like old miner Timon is like, well.
So the name of the level is Wario's Gold Mine.
Okay.
So it could just be Timon's Gold Mine.
Yeah.
I hit all my gold in here because now he's a prospector. That's right. time and time again.
Nice. One of the other rides at Disney World is an Indiana Jones theme ride where you're riding along with Indy as he goes into like some crazy quest to get an old artifact or whatever, and
chalice.
It's like and you're in a jeep and it like moves around, and it's like a crazy moving, you know.
Sounds awesome.
Right, it is great. I think that would be the Othello themed ride.
Okay.
And you are riding along with Othello as he's telling Desdemona all of his tales of war from before.
Oh, fun.
You know, that when she talks about, like, he told, like, that's what they talked about forever. So the ride starts with Desdemona being like, tell me about blah. And he's like, oh, I'll tell you. Then you ride along with him from the perspective of Desdemona going through his history.
Othello's witchcraft. This only is the witchcraft I have used. Is that the line? That's the line I think in referring to the storytelling.
Yeah.
So does that scare away the kiddies? This would be a family-friendly ride, it sounds like.
Yeah, there's still some hops and jumps.
Okay.
There are still some, like, quick getaways and, you know.
Othello's stories.
Story time with Othello. I don't know. We'll clean it up in post. We'll have R&D figure it out.
Thanks. Tweet us. Let us know what the right answer for Othello's storytelling ride is.
Right. And there's another ride that was once the Back to the Future ride and is now a Simpsons ride.
And now it's just the present ride?
It's just the past ride, really. Where it's a 3D movie ride type of thing where you're in a car looking at a screen and like it moves around.
Oh, I love
like,
those.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like a Motion Odyssey movie ride, but like they can kind of manipulate what you're looking at, and it feels like you're flying over the edge or whatever, but actually nothing's happening. You're not going anywhere.
Right.
And so that's going to be the Romeo and Juliet ride as you ride along with Queen Mab.
Awesome.
So it's with the video screens, instead of it being a physical ride, Queen Mab can make all sorts of magic happen as you, you know, go around with her.
Does that have, in my mind, thinking of Queen Mab, that has a sense of like the Willy Wonka going into the tunnel feel?
Totally.
Like this is like a scarier ride.
Yeah, and you can like distort space and time because it's all video, you know, so it's like we can go wherever Queen Mab wants to go and you are at her whim. And it could even be the type of thing where like she's ahead of you. And you're in her chariot or in, like, a chariot behind her. And she's like, here we go. And you're like, not there. And you're like, wee. And you go off. Yeah. So the Queen Mab ride.
I have a quick story about... I've never been to Disney World, but I did go to Busch Gardens growing up one time. And there was one of those rooms that, like, moved just like that. Where you sit down in a theater and then everything's crazy, but you're not really moving.
Yeah.
But we had got... Like, I remember vividly a cup, a purple grapes, like, plastic cup that I put under my seat. And it was like $18 for this cup of like water.
Yeah.
But I wanted it and cried. And my parents were like, oh, get in the cup.
You were 17 at the time.
I was 17. and so we were watching the ride and then it ends. And I had forgotten that the room actually does shift and move.
Oh, yeah.
Cup was gone.
Oh, wow.
I cried. Parents, inconsolable. Absolutely inconsolable. So I have a soft spot and a hard heart for those kinds of rides. And I want my grape cup back.
I want it, damn it, Busch Gardens.
I have nothing to contribute to these ideas, but I can tell you stories about my time at Busch Gardens.
That's a contribution.
Thanks.
We're working through this together.
Speaking of contributions, this is a good time to remind everyone, you can please send me to Disneyland.
1-800-SEND-DAN to Disneyland. Now that leaves Macker's.
Yes.
And Hamlet. As the cornerstones of Tragedy Land.
Awesome.
I think for Macker's, there's a Peter Pan ride where like Peter Pan takes you on a journey through like into Neverland and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a scarier ride than you would expect Peter Pan's ride to be, because he's like running
away.
Read
the book. Yeah, Peter Pan's a pretty scary book. But
just immediately, but if you just want the condescending Disney track voice kicks in. So I think it's to get that like scarier than you would expect, but also in a kind of non-conventional way. It could be Fleance's flight.
Oh wow!
That it's that night that Fleance is woken out of bed and it's like, you need to go.
Oh, interesting.
And it's like through the dark and like Mackers is hunting you.
Yeah.
And like we can stretch it out as long as you want, but you got to get out of there.
See, Mackers is one of the ones that I did have a thought on. As a, just an imagination kind of ride would be talking about the Six Flags like suspension roller coasters.
Oh yeah.
And thinking about like the Witch's roller coaster.
Oh, that'd be
so
cool.
So it's a suspended roller coaster that you're like you're riding on a broomstick.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you
totally.
Know what I mean? And then you can Disneyfy the idea of witches. Like Shakespeare's witches of course wouldn't have been like
right
pointy hat and green nose, but like for this purpose it could be.
Right. Another character who can be wandering around that you
can. And
then
you can sell the broomsticks.
Perfect.
Merchandise.
So, merchandise. Then Hamlet, I gave my favorite Disney World attraction, which is the Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
I love the Haunted Mansion. I've always loved the Haunted Mansion.
Is that the Twilight Zone?
No, that's a different one. That'll come up later.
Okay.
No, the Haunted Mansion is... It's the one that you may have heard the song that it's like it's the grim grinning ghost come out to socialize. No, it's whatever.
Keep going. I might know the second verse.
You're an ass. But it's like the mansion that all these ghosts go to live in, and they're
ooh,
like, there are 999 goodness. Creepy haunts here, and we're looking for number 1,000.
Oh.
So you're going through the haunted house, and they're all, the ghosts are all having fun, but they're like, wouldn't this be fun if you lived here with us? You know?
Yes.
So it's the whole time, it's just a haunted everything inside this old, like, Victorian mansion. So I think...
Not surprised this is your favorite ride.
I know, I love it. Okay. And I think it's Elsinore. It's Elsinore Castle, and you're like going through, and it's just...
Ghosts.
Super haunted. Yep. And you know King Hamlet's there somewhere, but there are other ghosts there too.
Oh, yeah.
He's the most recent, but he's not the only.
Right, right, right. Oh, so, I love that.
So you get to go through and see all the other haunt. And then and every theme park needs a haunted something.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's the right one.
Okay. I can get behind the idea.
To get in there. Yeah. And then that leaves King Lear that I didn't have a ride for. I wasn't sure what to do with. I don't know if that's
food
stand.
I have a Lear. I have a Lear idea.
Okay.
But I'm almost positive it's going to be you have something like this somewhere else, but we'll see. But Gloucester's Fall.
Okay.
Like when Edgar pushes Gloucester off the cliff.
Oh, that's
like
a good idea.
Like a haunt, like what is that dropping one?
Yeah, totally. No, like
Tower of Terror?
Yeah, the Tower of Terror is going to come up. Actually, you know what? No, we can apply that here. So
right.
Yeah, the Tower of Terror, which is, it's the Twilight Zone themed ride that you get on it, and it's like you're in an episode of Twilight Zone, and it's really just... a 20-story, you just go straight up and down. But it's like you stop, you know, you're in an elevator and it's stopping on all the different floors and the door opens and a bunch of weird stuff starts. And then like, pew, you shoot up like 10 floors and whatever.
Oh, wow.
And you look at something else and then it's all building up to a point where it's like, eh, and you're gone and you just drop like 30 stories out of nowhere. But yeah, Gloucester's Fall, that's a great idea.
Right.
Also, it makes a gigantic... That gives you a 20-story tower at you know, in Tragedy Land that we can put whatever we want on there.
Right. The Cliffs of Dover.
That's good. Yeah, because then you also get the thing that they love to do at theme parks where you when you get up to the tippity top right before the drop, like the doors open and you've been looking at like screens or like audio animatronics inside the whole time.
Yeah.
And then the doors open and you can see the whole park
for
like a second. Then you're like, oh, and it's... Whoa!
Yeah, sounds great.
You know, to get that distance. But yeah, because you could play if it's from Gloucester. I mean, it couldn't be completely from Gloucester's point of view because then it would just be in the dark the whole time.
Well,
but you could have something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
Edgar's push.
Or maybe his perception. I like Gloucester's drop. I think that's perfect. And in such poor taste that I love it.
Perfect. That's us.
So that's Tragedy Land.
Nice.
Buy some merch. 1-800-SENDTANTODISNEY.
Yeah, please send me there. where to next? We've been in Tragedy Land. Why don't we go somewhere? Why don't we go over to the Romances and see what's going on there?
Romance Land.
Yeah.
So Romance Land is going to be a small land, obviously. not a lot of
romance in Shakespeare.
No. Well, there's romance, but
he
not the romance
jest.
Play. Right.
Right.
Sorry,
guest.
So the first one, the one that made me laugh the hardest as I was filling this through myself is, you know, it's a small world, even though you've never been to Disney.
What it's a very small world, especially with Facebook and all the different sort of ways we communicate with each other nowadays. The world feels increasingly small. I would agree with that statement.
Well, would you?
I don't understand the question.
The ride, It's a Small World.
Never heard of it.
Really?
No, I've heard of it.
Okay. It was at the World's Fair. It's a little boat ride, and you go through, and there's these little, like, basically puppets, and they sing a jaunty little tune about what a small world it is.
Oh, It's a Small World.
Yes. So
I've heard of it.
So what's nice is it make, you know, you get the whole world in 5 minutes and you get to see all the, everything get just kind of mushed together really quick and you get a taste of all these things in a short period of time.
That's awesome.
Which I think you get in Pericles. So it's a perfect slam dunk. So you're on this little boat and it's like, this is the kid ride.
Oh, fun.
Where it's like you take out all of the tough parts of Pericles.
Yep.
And it's just like everybody's so happy to see him.
Yeah.
Like take out the part where, you know.
It's a fairy tale.
Yeah, exactly. It's the cleaned up 3-year-old version of Pericles and everybody's super happy. It's like, look at all the wheat we have.
Nice wheat.
Whatever. So the Pericles, It's a Small World Pericles.
I like it.
For Winter's Tale, there's this ride at Animal Kingdom, actually, called Expedition Everest, where you're like a mountain climber.
Fun.
And at the top, at the climax of this ride, the Yeti starts to chase you.
Okay.
And it's the only, it's one of the few times that I've been like psychologically scared on a ride because of the way, like, you know, I'm terrified of roller coasters. No, I mean, not terrified. I go on roller coasters, but like, I get off of them and I'm like, why do I keep doing this?
Sure.
But there's like
at home every night.
Yikes. But there's this moment where like through perspective and like everything else, it looks like the Yeti's gonna, like, it just comes out of, you know, it's a ride and you know, there are a million people have gone on it, but just like through the combination of dark and like, you're kind of disoriented. And then all of a sudden he's like on top of you.
Oh, wow.
And then you disappear. And so it's very disorienting and scaring in that way. And I think that would be a perfect Winter's Tale ride.
Hmm.
Antigonus Escape.
Pursued by a bear.
Being pursued by the, or pursued by the bear could, or pursued by bear could be the ride.
Yeah.
You know?
Exit. Antigonus Exit.
And you get off, please exit the cars, stage right.
Right. And then you just sell t-shirts that say, I survived.
Right.
I exited.
Right.
I survived.
And it's just like a sad bear on the cover, like sitting on his butt, like, damn it.
Yeah, perfect. $38.
Thank you. For The Tempest.
Yes. Lots of possibilities.
Lots of possibilities there. But I went with, for Romanceland, I tried to keep it a little more upbeat.
Sure.
And there is a feature at Disney World called the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Sounds
where
great.
You go in. It's
like a tiki bar?
I wish.
Oh.
It feels like a tiki bar. It looks like a tiki bar. No alcohol, unfortunately. We can fix this at Shakespeare Land. But you basically go in. It's a performance show kind of in the round.
Cool.
You're in this like tiki hut, and there are all these birds like chirping around like when you get in there. And the show starts, and it's the birds putting on a cabaret act.
Love it.
So they come in, and like there's a parrot who's the MC, and they're like, you're the songbirds, and they like sing a song, and it's all audio animatronics.
Yeah.
But they're all like working with each other, and in that Disney way, there are like jokes that are for kids, and jokes that go over the heads of kids that are for adults, and there's a lot of that type of thing.
Oh, fun.
So I think that would be perfect for The Tempest, like, you know, with the island is full of noises.
Sure.
And it's just like all the animals of, you know, all the animals of The Tempest that we don't hear from in the play get to kind of talk about the island in a way that you don't hear otherwise.
It could also be Prospero's mask. I mean, the same exact idea, but the pageant that he has Ariel
coordinate. Yeah, I think
that,
it could be all...
That mask could just...
Be... Oh, interesting. You could, or alternatively, in your production of The Tempest, you could have the mask be the Enchanted Tiki Room.
And then sell t-shirts for it.
Yes.
For
somebody get
$75.
Somebody get Walt on the phone. I don't want to hear any excuses.
I think his phone's dead. And him.
And that leaves Cymbeline and Allswell. Believe it or not, I couldn't come up with a great ride for Allswell. Although I...
Well...
Let me take a crack at a joke and we'll see if it's going to make it through.
Okay.
What about if Allswell is the food court?
Well, yeah.
And it's Helena's food court and you decide what you want to eat? And then you get whatever Helena wants.
So you order and it means nothing?
It's what Helena decides
get. It's what you get.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You'll love it.
Right?
You like this, right?
Well, as long as it's all French or Italian food.
Sure.
In the vein for Allswell. Then no matter what you hand, if you hand me something French or Italian cuisine, I will like it.
Even if it's like 100 degrees in the middle of Florida?
Have I been day drinking?
I mean, we have to serve alcohol here, right?
So, yeah, I will. Yep.
Yes, emphatically.
Yes, escargot, so. No problem.
iCargo.
Oh.
And then Cymbeline.
Cymbeline. What about the mountain? What about like Guiderius and Arvigus? What's his name?
Arviragus.
Cymbeline, what about the mountain? What about Guiderius and Arviragus, our hockey players?
Our hockey
players. I mean, there could be some sort of like knife throwing game.
Oh, yeah, you know, like a midway
like a,
type
like
of thing.
A carnival game.
Yeah, that's a great idea because we don't have anything. I don't have anything like that in here where it's like, yeah, all those type of midway, you know, you pay a buck and you win a, you know, a stuffed Jupiter.
Perfect.
Or whatever.
20 tickets.
All woodsy themed.
Yeah. At battle axe throwing. Just like chopping trees.
Sure.
It's like those carnival games that you see on a boardwalk.
Yeah, totally.
Like play for a quarter.
Totally.
Perfect.
Win
Cymbeline.
A goldfish.
Done.
Done. Sold. So that is Romance Land.
Nice.
For History Land, I did a big old cop-out.
Nice.
So at Epcot Center, there are two halves of Epcot Center. One is like the future innovation area.
Is that how halves work?
Are you proud of yourself?
Yes.
Good. You look very proud of yourself.
Really good about that one.
Great. You felt... You basically did a bat flip after you said that. You're very proud of yourself.
I'm
going
to get pegged my next bat.
You are getting dusted. The first half is the innovation area, and then the second half is like a tour of the world.
Okay.
That is actually the only place in the, I believe, in the theme parks where you can get booze, where they sell booze as you go around. So it's like
Perfect.
There's
Oh, yeah. It's
Italy,
like a boozy bar
France.
Crawl, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like a lot crawl? Of people can do like the all the way around. And the America section is at the apex of this circle, of course.
Naturally.
And there aren't really a lot of rides in this because it's more of like a cultural
Wait
tour.
Wait a minute. Did you say apex of the circle?
Yes.
How does that work?
It's at the top. Like it's at 12 o'clock.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know? And there aren't really rides because it's more like you're looking at like the it's more of like a museum type of thing. It's when you're a kid, it's your least favorite part of your Disney World vacation.
And when you're an adult, it's the best.
Right. Well, now there's booze. I think that's why they added the booze because they were like, hey, there's no kids and booze.
Hello.
Come here, adults.
Right.
But at the only attraction in most of them are like movies or that type of thing. And in America, the attraction is the Hall of Presidents.
Oh, fun.
Where they have all of the presidents, like audio animatronics, up there on stage. And they get like, they're basically having like not a round table because they're, you know, 45 of them. But they're all like kind of talking to each other. And so it's like the curtain comes up and Abe Lincoln's like, oh, didn't see you come in. You know, it's one of those.
Abe Lincoln, right? Huge fan of Shakespeare.
Yes. A lot of them were, you
of
know.
Course.
So in that way, but they're also kind of like, you know, well, I helped keep the country in one piece. And then JFK's like, well, that's a really good job you did there. But, you know, and they're all just like talking to each other and like bouncing things off of each other.
Yeah.
And so I think that's going to be History World is there's like a lot of museum element.
Great.
And then it's the Hall of Kings.
Perfect.
And you can have all of the people, all of the kings from all of the histories up that's there right. as audio animatronics talking about like what they're up to. So you
that's
get to have
great.
Interactions between like, you know, Richard II and King John and like, you know, everybody is up there. I think that'd be interesting. You can put, you know, same thing where it's like, it's a little lighthearted, but you can also like cover a lot of information
right.
really quick.
Trojan horse, some facts.
Yeah,
into
exactly.
Into little kids' minds.
Yeah.
Oh, we learned something too.
Exactly.
That's
so that's
perfect.
Really, so that's the history is more of the educational slash bar wing with the Hall of Kings.
I like it.
For the histories.
I have a food option for the histories as well.
Hit it.
Especially if this is a boozy area, what goes well with beer? Barbecue.
Everything. Oh,
everything,
yeah.
Barbecue. So, like a Joan de La Pucelle, Joan of Arc barbecue. I think it could be a smash hit.
Steaks on the steak?
Yep. Just steak kebabs. Everything's on a stick.
Right.
And cooked over flame. And there's just like kind of, if you listen closely to the music, you hear just faint screaming.
Nice. That may be a bridge too far, but I like all the rest. I like
also barbecue.
I mean, like the subtle parts of that joke. That was good. We'll work on it. So that's History Land.
Nice.
And then, yeah, bringing it home with Comedy Land. So this is obviously going to be everybody's favorite part.
Well, of course.
I think. Coming to the other mountains, you know, we have...
Oh, wait. Can we stay in History Land for one more second?
Yes.
We obviously, if we're going to do that pub crawl idea, should be a Falstaff pub crawl.
Oh, totally.
Right, like, that's where John Falstaff. So he is like.
He's another character.
He's a character that is just like bombing around. Like,
yeah.
You work a 3-hour Falstaff shift because you're encouraged to be like cavorting.
Right.
And then they take you out and bring a new Falstaff.
Right. They rotate you.
There's only one Falstaff.
Of course. But of course. Falstaff has a new friend that comes in every 2 hours.
Yeah. Perfect. That would be really fun.
That would be excellent. So then now we're in Comedy Land. The other mountains, we had Big Thunder Mountain in Tragedy Land, the Big Thunder Mountain analog. The other one is Splash Mountain, which is basically a log flume on steroids that, you know, you go through the whole story and there are the little dips and dives. And then there's the one where it's like a 50-foot drop into a pool and you get the picture of you like, in the you know, whatever.
Zoots!
And there are so many options for what the big splash ride could be.
Yes.
But I think the one that makes the most sense is Comedy of Errors. Because when you are in the flume, this situation, like it's at Splash Mountain, they tell you a story as you're going through it.
Yes.
So it could be, it could be like kind of the story of Comedy of Errors, and it culminates in right when it's all coming to a head, even though it should be when it's the boat crash. So I don't know if it's the prologue from Comedy of Errors.
Okay.
Ending with the crash. The timing is going to be somewhat complicated.
Yeah.
But there are so many, you know, boat options
that
you're on like a piece of driftwood from this boat, and then it ends with, because the end of Splash Mountain, it's like, tragic.
Yeah,
you go over the edge, and then once you've like settled, you come around the corner and they're all celebrating because you've escaped.
Got it.
Or whatever it
is. That's
fun.
Do you have on your list here, are the teacups going to show up?
Oh yeah. Okay, they
great.
Are.
That's where I had Comedy of Errors.
Oh, okay.
Was like, if you just have twins, so if you're riding it and like your teacup's spinning around and then you're like, hey, I just saw that guy.
Oh, interesting.
Like that sense of...
Like disorientation?
Yeah, it's a little bit like Mad Hattery teacup.
Like a teacup, but it's also a house of mirrors, so you really have like no idea where you are.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Ephesian.
Ephesian.
Ephesian. Hello.
That's the one. We should write some letters to those
12
guys.
Years of Catholic school.
Right.
Didn't know the word Ephesian.
Got there eventually. Well, what I had for the teacups was Merry Wives.
Oh, fun.
Because I didn't have anything else, and I was at the end of the list. And I knew we needed teacups, but it's like kind of like a disorienting, like spinning, like Falstaff in the middle with like a bit. It's like, maybe it's not teacups, maybe it's like pint glasses.
Oh, right.
You know, or like wine sacks.
Sack
is the wine.
Yeah. It could be just a cup.
Right.
A stein.
Totally. That you're in these like little short.
Yeah.
You know, whatever's, and you're spinning around and you're kind of disoriented and Falstaff
like
is in the middle.
A little froth, like beer froth coming, like obviously not
oh,
real froth.
Oh, yeah.
But
and
they
can
over.
Do like the, you know, like halfway through and it's like a
yeah.
And everybody gets like, ah.
And then you can sell the cups.
Totally sell it.
$113.
But, well, it comes full of sack.
Oh, in that case, $278.
With sack. we'll have R&D fix that. you were talking about like a safari type of thing earlier.
Yeah, wolves or tigers.
The best, I think another one of the adult, the classic Disney World rides that's kid friendly but parent approved is the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
Which is just another boat ride that you're going down the Amazon. But this is actually one that you could probably get the full gist on YouTube if you just like there are no drops, there are no like crazy things that happen, but it's mostly just like audio animatronics and like your host, the person guiding it, the tour guide is like, they kind of give the tour guides on that ride a lot more breadth. Like they can customize it a little bit based on like who's in the boat. Like if there are no kids, they can get a little raunchier to a degree. They can kind of cater it to the group. But it's very funny and like I think that's the type of ride that if you're working at Disney World, you want to be working that one.
Yeah,
that's the more interesting one.
Yeah,
and so because the guide has a little more leverage to editorialize.
Yes,
I think this would be fun for our As You Like It ride.
Oh, fun!
And it's going down the river with Jacquees as your tour guide.
Oh,
so it's like you're looking at all these things
exactly, the
and he's just like miserable, and he's like, I don't know why I'm doing this. My dad made me get a job.
There's the lion that really should be not in captivity. Here for you, for your entertainment.
Is everyone enjoying this?
Let the lion run free. You guilty.
But that would be, then you get a little, and he's like, all right, get out of my boat. Just a surly, angry, like Dick's Last Resort type of tour guide.
I love it.
But hopefully funny.
Right. You know, good friend of the pod and dear lifelong friend, Eric Minnis, used to be a tour guide for Disney?
No.
Yeah. I think he did the safari.
Okay.
But he has spoken at length about how fun it could be with when you get the right group. You're like, we're gonna, this thing's gonna,
this
go
is gonna
a
be
fast.
A fun one. Yeah. Yeah. So there's that one. What other? Where are we?
What do you got for 12th night?
For 12th night. Okay. So the third mountain is Space Mountain, which outside it looks all futuristic, and your cart is a little like rocket ship type of thing.
Okay.
But the whole roller coaster is in the dark. So it's you go in, and like as you go up, you go through basically like a light lock.
Oh, wow.
And then the whole 5-minute ride is in pitch black.
That's fun.
So you can't see. And it's not, you know, it's like all you can see, like the ceiling of this thing has like little pinpoints like you're in, you know, you're in outer space. Yeah. But it's not, you can't see anything. Or like you'll just have like a moment, or maybe like each car has like headlights,
okay,
so you can see another one someplace, and you're like, where is that? How far away am I from anything? It's very disorienting.
That's really fun.
So I was trying to find a good spot for like when you're disoriented in the dark, and so I think this is
Sir Topaz.
Yes, Malvolio in the cell. So the whole time, Feste, you hear him like, I don't know if the speaker is in the cart, like around your ears, and it's like kind of a 3D surround sound. Like, where is that voice?
That's fun.
Ducking out. But it's basically the torture of Malvolio.
I like
definitely need a different name than that.
Well,
but
Sir Topaz's benediction.
No. Ooh. Well,
Sir Topaz, cure him? Sir Topaz's exorcism. I like that the comedy land has like a little edge to it.
Yeah.
Between like,
yeah.
Jacques hosting a cruise and now like this disorienting mental
trap.
That's what separates
Disney from everything else. That it's like there's a little bit of an edge to these
things.
And
I also think that is true of the plays.
Yeah.
The comedies are not without tragedy and the tragedy is not without comedies.
Totally. And that's what makes it interesting.
That's it.
But we can lighten things up a bit if you'd like. We can go to the Love's Labor Lost for the if your kid is a little too shaken up from Sir Topaz's miserable ride. You can go to a Love's Labor's Lost, like a funhouse outdoor play place. They have this type of thing at, I believe it's Universal Studios, that it's Honey, I Shrunk
the Kids?
It's based on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I forget what they call the... It's Honey, I Shrunk the Park or something. I don't know. So what this whole... The Honey, I Shrunk land is like... You know, it's like you're in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. So it's like, oh, look, it's a lawn chair, but it's 60 feet tall. And it's like, I can climb on this spider web that's 30 feet high. So it's like all these, you know... Oh, it's a micro machine, but it's bigger than a car. You know, whatever. It's obviously not blown up, expanded size stuff, but it's...
I mean, if you look at through the lens of Moth... It could be. Isn't Moth supposed to be diminutive?
Yeah, but he's 5 feet tall. He's not like 2 inches tall.
All right.
But anyways, it's a play, you know, built off of that part of Love's Labor's where all the boys are hiding from each other.
Yeah.
It's just a spot where that you can climb around and you can like hide in a bush and hide in a tree and hide and climb up things. And kids, this is where if your kids had a really miserable time in History Land and they're all, you know, your 4-year-old just needs to like air it out a little bit.
Yeah.
You just set them loose in the Love's Labor's Lost.
It's great.
Pen. Let him work it out.
That's what the play's about, right?
Right.
Just kids running around.
It kind of is.
Damn kids.
Getting back to the rides.
Yes, always.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is another famous ride in...
Based on Mr. Toad's Wild Adventure?
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
It's the story of that in like a little... It's kind of like... the car is on a track, but it's also like constantly spinning around and like...
Oh, yeah.
It's
I love
good,
those.
It's a good kid ride. Because it's like you're definitely getting whipped around, but you're also not dropping 60 feet out of nowhere.
Right.
And I think that's Midsommar. Yep. And it can be you follow Bottom, you know, as he goes through the thing. And it's kind of disorienting, but it's also like, oh, now you're coming with me. And it's like, okay, what? Around. So it's
a lot of fairies, I hope.
Yeah. Okay. And it's probably that's one, whereas we're making As You Like It and 12th Night a little darker. I think this one we're making Bottom Story a little cleaner.
A little lighter.
Yeah, it's more of a kid's fair. Like all the fun parts. All the fun parts.
I love
and
it.
Not the sexy parts.
And then we can sell the wings.
Totally.
When you walk out and you get forced through those gift shops.
Right.
Just wings everywhere.
Yep, totally.
$400.
For back to the adults for Taming of the Shrew. Huh. I think that's a pretty straight up Wild Mouse ride Where
it's a roller coaster, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, the Wild Mouse is when you have the roller coaster, but it's like just one car.
Oh, yeah.
It's like two people in a car, and it's just like whipping around.
Oh,
and
I love
like,
it.
And I think it's the way that you build the track in such a way that you're constantly circling the other cars.
Perfect.
And so it's like you're chasing but also being chased and just like high speed, high impact.
Can there be a moment where like you're coming down and it looks like you're about to get hit in the head with a guitar?
Definitely.
A lute?
Yes, it just like swings over right at the last second. Yeah, but it's like it all happens so fast that you never really... And I think this is a nice outdoor one.
That's fun.
And it's like just that chaos and that chase.
The car should be a bee.
Totally.
Like you're just in a little bump, like a bee. Or are they all,
there's
a wasp.
Bee, a wasp, a cat.
Oh, yeah. All the different images.
Yeah.
That's
all
fun.
That type of thematic stuff.
Yep.
A shrew, obviously.
A shrew. A lion.
And then the other ride that I have here is for Merchant of Venice. There's a ride at, I want to say it's at one of the Six Flags, or I forget where, I think it's Six Flags. Busch Gardens, someplace else, called Dueling Dragons, where it's two different roller coasters, but they're like, they're intertwined with each other.
Oh, okay.
So it's two completely different experiences, but like one is blue and one is red, and as you're going through, you keep seeing the blue one, like, cross over, but
gotcha.
They're totally, you know, it's you have to choose which one you're going on at the beginning. So for Merchant, it's like a... two instead of Dueling Dragons, it's three different tracks that are all intertwined, and there's the gold, the silver, and the lead.
That's fun.
So you choose which of the tracks you want to go on.
Yep.
And in gold and silver, the cart just goes off into an abyss and you die. In lead, you get to get off the ride and continue playing.
That's fun.
And lots of riders to go at the beginning of that one.
I like that one. I would ride that.
The ones that I'm missing here are Measure for Measure, Much Ado, and Two Gents, and we need some sort of food item in this land.
Well, Much Ado, I mean, there are banquets, there's a masquerade.
Oh, yeah, we talked about...
We could do that as
yeah,
a food.
Like yeah.
You get different kind of different masks when you go in, and you find your food that way. Based on like, the mask you get, you can order a certain kind of food.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah. The servers know to come to you with like the meat plate or the vegetarian plate, depending on what mask you have.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a pass. It's like past hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Like you buy a pass.
Right.
And you get a color-coded mask based on whatever level you buy at.
Yeah.
If you want all the food.
Right.
$1,145.
Right.
And then you can get anything.
Price is subject to change.
That's right.
So that's the Much Ado is the food court, and then
measure for measure. Can there be a church on this magic land?
An actual church,
like a, like a place you go to pray for more money to pay for all this crap.
That's the ATM.
That's right.
Angelo,
Isabella. What about Pompey?
Oh, it's the bar.
Pompey Bum.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Mistress
Quickly's. It's Overdone in this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Mistress Overdone's bar.
There we go.
That's the other one. So it's like the Much Ado place is like the nice place,
yep.
And then this is the nastiest bar in the place.
Perfect.
It's like if you go to the History Land, maybe this is the it's a beer garden.
Yeah, perfect.
And that no kids allowed. So this is where you go. Like the History Land is like a covert way to get away from kids.
Right.
But this is Measure for Measure is like no kids.
No kids allowed.
21 and over. Get away from those screaming kids for 2 seconds.
Yeah, I love it.
Perfect.
I love Measure for Measure.
Your favorite ride.
That's it.
And then Two Gents. I guess this could be like...
Do we have an animal...
We don't have two puppies. I didn't do Two Noble Kinsmen either.
That's okay.
That's fine. We're almost there.
Two Noble Kinsmen. We do a carousel. Horses.
Perfect.
That's done.
And one time every spin, one of the horses just kicks you out.
That's it.
You get ejected.
Yeah.
That's
carousel. That's done. And then I think for Two Gents, make it like a puppy playground for Crab. Crab Apple. It's a place to put the kids.
Crab's play place.
It's a place with the kids while you go. To measure for measuring.
Maybe this is, it's for the bait, like, whereas
babies.
The Love's Labors is for, like, 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
Crab's Play Place is for, like, 4-year-olds.
Right. And then you can sell stuffed animal dogs.
Perfect. Perfect. There it is.
$2,000.
Shakespeare World.
Whoa.
Shakespeare
we did it.
Land.
I want to go to both of these places.
Right? Totally. I would start with Disney World. I think that'll be quicker.
Okay.
And cheaper. So, again, 1-800. Help Dan.
Yeah. Please.
Please help.
I want to get that phone number, actually.
Right. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Not you, idiot.
Oh, sorry. Gotta be more clear.
Will you let me finish?
Sure.
To Tom, NDA, Thank you for the question. Hopefully the rest of you found this somewhat interesting. That's going to do it for us for this week. To keep in touch with us until next time, you can find us on the web at noholdsbarred.com. You can email us at noholdsbarredpodcast@gmail.com. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/noholdsbarred. You can follow us on Twitter at noholdsbarredcast. Or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/NoHoldsBarredCast. So until next time, I'm Kevin Condardo.
And I'm Dan Bollier. See you in Shakespeare Land.